Welcome back to Urban Lifestyle Cafe, where we are continuing our movie series with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Michael and my co-host here, Alicia.
Hello.
So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, and we're talking about an amazing movie.
Oh my goodness.
That we actually wanted to see together, but wasn't able to do that.
Because no.
You know, Alicia's our world traveler.
So, she goes to see everywhere. PayPal got to pay for me to go see it.
Yes, and the movie we're talking about is Guardians of the Galaxy Track 2, or yes. Volume 2.
Volume 2.
So, loved the first one. Didn't really do a podcast on it, but did a little blog on it. Loved the movie because I'm a real big comic book fan. So, you know, I read a lot of them, and they had a lot of Easter eggs all inside of there. That, you know, normally I tell my wife, oh, this is when such and such, oh, that's Thanos, oh, that's his two daughters, oh, wait a minute, that's going to be, so I didn't get a chance to do that. So I went with my daughter, Milan, and I had to do it to her, and she was looking at me like, what? But that was cool anyway. But Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, amazing. If you've seen one, you know how fun it was.
Yes.
The characters hilarious. Was just really, really so interesting.
It was hilarious.
And so it made it really, really good to see. It was worth seeing. So I didn't know if this was going to be as good as the first one.
Right.
You know, so it was really interesting. You know, it looked flamboyant like the first, but would the storyline and the characters be that good? So when you went, baby, tell me about your experience first.
Well, you know, the cool thing was that it was walking distance from the conference, and they gave us these psychedelic t-shirts, I guess, to get us in the mood for the movie. And so at the very beginning when I was watching it, I was like, okay, so, you know, is it going to be fun? Is it going to be exciting? And I could not stop. I mean, I was laughing through the whole thing, and it wasn't that make you sleepy kind of thing, because it was from the beginning to the end, it was just all crazy, you know.
So if, you know, for those who saw maybe previews or didn't, or anyone who's listened to our podcast, we got spoilers all through it. So we actually tell you the whole damn thing. So it's not like we're going to say, can't tell you that. We just tell you everything.
Yeah, so. I don't want to, but I was having so much fun watching it. Cause it was just hilarious, especially when, at the beginning day.
So the beginning.
Yeah.
So, it's funny because the Guardians of the Galaxy now are the Guardians of the Galaxy. So they go out and do things for different planets and species, and they're the Guardians, so called. So they're supposed to be protecting some kind of batteries, and they were waiting for these alien beings to come, you know, come steal it. And they were supposed to protect it. But what was so crazy was, and the most adorable thing, and I know everyone has seen it by now, but Baby Groke.
Oh, yeah, he was so funny. But what about the sister? They went to the...
That wasn't the beginning of the movie.
Oh, okay.
So the beginning of the movie was them fighting them, and it was Baby Groke. And he plugged in the music, but they was like... Well, why do we need music? They said, well, you're the one who asked for it. He was like, no, I didn't. It was like, well, you always ask for it. And then Rocket, the raccoon, you know, doesn't know how to wink his eye in the right area. So he winks at you, except for away from you. And they was like, I can see you winking. The comedic lines were just so funny.
Yeah,
and one of the biggest things that just made me laugh for no reason was when Drac just starts laughing, because he laughs at everything, but he has such a funny, loving laugh. So he laughs, you laugh, and he just laughs at anything. So he's just, you know, everything is ridiculous to him, and he just laughs. So anyway, so Baby Grock is fighting this monster. He's still trying to plug it in.
The music.
And
yeah.
he's dancing.
Yeah.
Everything is just smashing all over the place.
Everybody getting beat up. And they was like, get out the way.
Yeah.
Get
out of the way, Baby Grock. Get out of the way.
They were trying to save him. And he up there trying like.
He's dancing. He's, yeah. So it was so cute to start it off. It was kind of like, okay.
Oh no.
What's going on?
It's the part when he, with the big guy gets into the mouth and he's like.
Oh, Drax. So like, Drax has said, I'll kill him from the inside. Like, and he was like, he's just as thick from the inside as the outside. And he was like, yeah. Like he didn't hear a word they said. And so he jumps in the mouth and he just, you see him stabbing from the inside, but it's just
like,
a thick.
And we was like, they was like, he gonna die. So they try to save him.
Oh
my goodness.
And still destroy the creature at the same time. So the effects was just fantastic. It wasn't really cheesy, but it was fun. So it was all in fun. Every time you seen it, it was fun. But then it goes into the storyline. And the storyline was, you know, these gold people who hired the Guardians of the Galaxy to protect
people.
And they're assholes. And Rocket was like, yeah, I heard y'all was douchebags, but you definitely aren't. And he's winking his eye and they looking right at him like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and he was like, did I use the wrong eye again? And Drax is like, you're so stupid. Ah! You know, he laughs at everything, but it was just funny as hell. But and then her sister, which is Gamora's sister.
Yeah.
Gamora is the green one, and Nebula is the blue one. And there were sisters, but half-sisters or whatever kind of sisters, that Thanos actually adopted them and made them like warriors and stuff like that.
Yep, she sure did.
So, you know, she hates her sister because her sister was being treated better than her, and she was always wanting to win. So she was out trying to kill her sister because she was just so mad at her.
Yeah, she was. That was like, she was so mean.
Yeah, she's just mean and everything.
Oh, she was evil.
Even Drax said, we're family here. All of us, we're family except you. And she's like, what? Are you kidding me? He said, and this whore right here. I mean, she was like, would you cut it out? So Drax is just fantastic. But the storyline was really Star-Lord really finally getting in contact with his true father.
Yeah, with his father.
Because, you know, if you've seen the first one, he was taking off Earth when his mother died of cancer. And I forgot the blue guy name, the one with the arrow.
I forgot his name.
I forget his name, but he captured him for his father to bring him all his children. So we find that Star-Lord's father is like a supreme god being in the universe,
right?
And he went to multiple planets planting his seeds in the ground and into women so he can have like these thousands and thousands of children.
Wasn't that crazy?
I know.
I mean, but what was so cool, it made it seem like it was only his mom.
It's just that he loved her.
He just loved her.
Which was BS, you know. But in between that, it was what made it interesting too was, you know, they went through all of that, and crazy ass Rocket Raccoon, he stole the batteries, some of the batteries that they supposed to have been protecting. So the gold people, which was the most superior people in the universe as they thought, chased after them.
Yep.
But it was so cool because the way they chased after them, they had all of these type of ships, but they were remotely, because they was like video games. So they have this whole room full of like people driving these ships in this stadium like movie theater, and they're chasing them down and fighting them, but they're all in ships and away from them. So as they kill off the ships, that's it. And the person has to give up the game and move away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like really, really interesting. But they found out that he stole it, so they start chasing them. And as they chased them, there was somebody who, they went through this this area, this asteroid area, remember?
Right, right.
And they was kind of like, so what's going on? So they went through that area and...
They were going through it like...
Yeah, so they... But they was fighting. Him and Rocket was fighting.
You know what? It was like... It was like Star Trek.
Yeah, you know, where as they normally go through, well, we got to go through the asteroid belt.
It was so fun. It was like, wait a minute. Have we seen this before?
And you know we have. So, yeah. So, or, you know, this is Star Wars back in the Millennium Falcon and they went through the asteroid belt. So it was similar like that. The only difference was... Rocket and Star-Lord, they was actually debating who was the best pilot, you know. So they was kind of like, I'm the best pilot. And they kept going back and forth. And they almost got killed, even though they smashed on a planet. They almost got killed because they were trying to see who was the best pilot. But there was a man standing on top of a spacecraft that blew up all the ships. And they was like... That guy saved us. What the? So it was like really, really interesting that they didn't even know who it was. So when they crashed on the planet, the globe landed, and that's when he was then who came out, which was like really cool.
Right,
it was
right.
Kurt Russell.
Right.
You know, so Kurt Russell was his father, and his father was like, I've been looking for you for ages. And so the other guy, the blue guy, is Yondu. So Yondu worked for Kurt Russell because his name was Ego, the living planet. That was Kurt Russell. But Yondu worked for him and was always picking up all of his children and bringing it to him on this living planet because Kurt Russell was actually a planet. And it was like, wow, this
is
so
crazy.
Crazy. But that's in the comic books.
Yeah,
so,
okay. It's in the okay.
So it does exist. So if people are like, that was a different concept. No, it wasn't. You know what I mean? So it was really something that actually was made up. But yeah, so it went from that. So all in between that, they captured, they was on a planet and they so had to separate. So Gamora had her sister Nebula and she was locked up and they was on a planet. So Kurt Russell took his son and Gamora and Drax with him. And then they introduced them to a new character named Mantis.
That was a girl, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, the girl with the antennas.
Yeah.
And, you know, Drax was just making fun of her.
He was making fun of her.
You are so ugly.
He's like, you're not big bone. You're too skinny.
You're like a bigger like, woman and you're disgusting.
What the hell? I was like.
He said, you're so disgusting.
He was crazy.
So Drax was just the funniest on there beside the little baby. Groot, whatever. But Mantis is brought in. So she's also in the comics, and she was part of the Guardians of the Galaxy. So she's like a big advisor for them, and she has special powers as well. So all of these characters are being built up for later on. So... You have all of these fantastic characters. Everybody's doing their thing. And they're on this planet. And, you know, Yondu goes to the planet and captures Rocket, Groot, and Nebula. Well,
right.
Nebula shoots them and says, you look, I just want the rewards for them because the gold people are looking for them, you know. So there's the one gold lady, Kismet. My name is Kismet.
Remember, they turned his boys turn against him, the blue guy.
Not yet. So when they picked them up, right?
Right.
When they picked them up on the planet, Yondu's people was like, I'm tired of you covering for Star-Lord. This kid is, he's just terrible and blah, 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 blah. So it was kind of like really, really crazy that they actually turned against them and captured him. And they captured him with the group, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. And then they brought him to the ship.
But you know what's so interesting was when they told him they found out he was kidnapping all these kids. You know,
yeah. So the other,
you know, that's where
I forgot
you
the name of those, the group.
What's his name?
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone. Which was like really interesting when you say, "What the hell? Well, why? Where did that come from?" Because it was kind of, you know, you didn't understand until it got to that part.
So they call the Ravengers, or Ravengers. So what's funny is, and that's what people don't, if you don't read the comic books, his name is Starhawk. His name is Starhawk. And there's a couple of other people that, you know, you saw them in the ships together. Ving Rhames was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle Yeoh was in another one. So all of them, they had their own ship. But what's funny is, what you don't know unless you read the comics is, all of them were the first Guardians of the Galaxy. So if you read the comic book, they came together to be a separate group of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow.
And then the comic book went away for a while, and then they came back with Star-Lord and the rest of them.
Okay,
so it's two sets of them.
Okay,
but
okay.
Sylvester Stallone and Ving Rhames, and it's the guy that had the crystal head. Remember?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, because he was the last one looking at him like,
yeah.
So he's like, okay, you got crystal head with no eyes.
Yeah, right. But it was pretty cool. It looked real
yeah,
as hell.
It did.
So, but those were an older Guardians of the Galaxy group before this one came up.
Okay.
So they didn't introduce them like that, but they introduced them like the group from the Ravengers. Mm-hmm. And so at the end, they was like, we'll come together and we'll take care of what needs to be done.
Right.
So, which was kind of cool. So maybe number three, we'll see that combination of them too. So, which made it interesting. So Sylvester Stallone, you know him, he shows up with the...
But he played, actually played a
don't get away
short, quick, good role me. For that little part that he couldn't hardly speak.
I talk like So that's my... But anyway, it was cool because it was pretty much
like I said, it was a good short spot for him that he actually performed very well.
He was okay. Yeah. It wasn't like, what did they put him on there for?
I said very well. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you.
Very
He's not like an Academy Award winner. You know, he did well. He did well. He was a good addition. You know, since they're putting in a whole lot of different stars.
Kind of surprised.
Yeah. So, what Kurt Russell was fantastic, though. He was the real asshole.
Wasn't he?
But he played it really, really well.
I'm like, your old ass, really, dude? What you
so,
know?
I'm not going to tell a lot of the story. But come to find out, you know, they get to the planet, and Kurt Russell, or Ego, the Living Planet, had a bigger plan for the universe.
Yes, he did.
So you got to figure that out. And the storyline was kind of crazy, but you kind of say there's crazy stuff going on in the universe. You know what I mean? So you can see these people. So one of the other highlights that was on there was they had to find Star-Lord and the rest of them. So Yondu and Rocket and Nebula and all of them had to go through some kind of wormhole to get to that planet. And as they was going through the wormhole, you see them go over different planets. And, you know, Stan Lee is on a planet talking to these big head people.
Yeah, you know.
They're called the Watchers. So they're in a comic book because the Watchers are a race of people who watch certain events that goes on in the universe. They don't intervene, but they chronicle them. And they have some influence in certain ways, but they went past them. They also went by a planet that had like rock people fighting. And those rock people look similar to the Fantastic Four thing. But if you read the Hulk comics, especially Planet Hulk, there was a rock being on there that was part of his little group there. So they even showed you that. So there was a lot of little Easter eggs of, whoa, look at that. He passed by here, passed by there. So it's a lot of good Easter eggs that's inside of there from that reference to comic book. And if you go back, you know, they put it all over YouTube and the internet. So you can find all of them. But it made it interesting because as they went past these things, you know, most people say, what the hell was that? And then keep going. But those who follow it say, wow, look at that.
Yeah, it was very interesting because I didn't read the comic book. So Erica,
but it didn't matter, though.
But Erica was beside me. She said, okay, this is in the comic books. I'm like, okay, I got Michael right beside me right now.
So she happened to know about
it. Oh, she knows all about this stuff. She's a comic book fanatic as well.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was a lot of fun. Watching it because, you know, it was just little bits and pieces that kind of connect up.
Mm-hmm.
It was like so cool because it kind of like you like when they found the skeletons and she was like, we gotta
get the hell out of here.
Her and her sister had to get out of there. Yeah. And then when he found out about what he did to his moms,
yeah,
oh, he went mad.
Yeah, he kind of went off. Whoa. He kind of went off. But you'll figure that one out too. Yeah, yeah. So again, I ain't gonna tell the whole damn movie, but we'll give you the premise of all that. But this movie is well worth seeing. It is well worth, especially if you're a fan of the first one. But the good thing about this movie, even if you didn't see the first one, you would enjoy this one.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's characters that show up, but you would wonder how are they familiar with each other, but then you want to see the first one. But if you didn't, you still wouldn't been able to see the whole movie without saying, you know what? I don't know what that meant. It didn't matter. They explained it just enough so you can continue
they
on.
They really
with it.
Did, because where you thought bits and pieces where you didn't understand, it gradually explained itself along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what I loved about the movie, was that you did not get lost with the movie.
Nope.
They had you not only laughing like crazy, but it also made you understand everything about the movie overall. So I was not disappointed.
So you were still good with the storyline. You was able to follow it all the way through.
Yeah, I was. I give it a 10.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that.
I give it a 10.
So it was really good. It was very colorful. So
yes.
It was very, very, I mean, in the universe, the clouds in the universe, all of that.
Again, I thought
really
it was, it had a mix of, like, you see it all in the space. It's like, hey, somebody said, hey, it sounds look a little similar to Star Trek.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah,
right. I was like, yeah, get on the planet and then you can't get off.
Yeah, some of the plots like that. But but the characters were so cool. And so to me, I still go back to the characters that made you feel comfortable and you enjoyed them, and they said they were who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't say, I don't understand that guy, or what is it about this guy? So everybody had their own issues too, which was cool. Rocket had his issue. Drax had his issue. Mantis, the assistant to Ego, the living planet, she had her issue. Gamora and her sister. Star-Lord and his father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of them, even Yondu. Yondu was guilty because the people, the Ravengers, didn't accept him because he was stealing children.
Yeah.
And he was like, there was a reason, and they was like, get the hell up out of my face.
Yeah, and he had, in his heart and mind, he really wanted to make it right. You can tell he felt really bad. And then the fact that he knew what his Kirk Douglas was doing. What's Kirk? I mean,
Russell.
Kirk Russell was doing, and that's why he never gave him the what's his name?
To the kid.
Yeah, and so he didn't realize it's like he was like a father to him, even though he was doing crooked shit.
Yeah, but he was like that. You know, he may be your father, but I'm your daddy, boy. Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
He sounded so country and redneck.
Yeah, like, yeah, but I'm your daddy, boy. It's like, what?
But it was so cool because, you know, he did the arrow, and all them people that turned against him, they all died. That was so funny. They all got,
they attacked him, and he just sent that arrow, and you do his little whistle, and
and they went through all the people.
He went through all, and then Rocket was shooting the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, him, Rocket wants to shoot
and that
everybody.
Raccoon, that raccoon.
Oh, that raccoon is a trip.
That's my goodness.
Who's that? Bradley Cooper, I think.
I think so, because he's like, Cooper.
He stole the batteries.
Yeah. They're like, dude, what the hell?
Like, what the hell
you
did that for? What?
They
what
want
you talking
the money.
But they'd be like, but you can't do that. That's why they're after us. And so the cold people's after them. Throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, you know what's so cool about the gold people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to be on the ships.
Yeah, I kind of said that, yeah.
I was wondering, like, wait a minute. You're like on bicycles.
Yeah, like the video game I said earlier.
I know what you said, but it was just so funny. I keep going back and I'm thinking about them, and they were like, every time I get killed, they were not getting killed.
Yeah, they were just pissed off. They killed me.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, so they didn't want to get their hands dirty because they were the ultimate.
Yeah, no,
race
no.
And
how she coming up in there with the red carpet and it got stuck.
It got stuck. She had to walk on the carpet, and he was like, hold on, hold on.
And so that was so funny.
And then it got to the end. It was like, I can't walk any further.
I'm not going no further. You need to come to me.
You come to me now.
You need to come to me now.
Because the carpet ran out. The carpet ran out.
There was some great.
I was like, whoa, yeah,
there was some great scenes in there, because you like waiting for the lady got stuck, and she got a.
And she looked at them like, are you kidding me?
Oh, that was hilarious.
And they start rolling again.
Yes, that was fun. That was, yeah, there was some good pieces in there for you to laugh at.
So laughable lines, lighthearted lines, exciting lines. It was just a whole bunch of good things going on in there that, you know, even though it was a longer movie, I think it was over 2.5 hours.
It was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, so that. You know, come on now. That's a long movie. And, you know, a lot of times you go that far, it's kind of like, yo.
You get boring.
You get bored or, you know what, they're doing a little too much talking. Mm-mm. But as soon as they did a little kind of talking, it jumped right back in again. Mm-hmm. You know, and they showed Rocket, who had all types of stuff, booby traps for the Ravengers trying to kidnap them. They actually got to him in the end, but it was cool to have his own thing all together that he said, this is what I do. So they showed him by himself, you know, defeating majority of the Ravagers who actually came to the planet to capture them.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. And they had a lot of good separate parts for everybody to have their own time. You know, even Drax was with the girl Mantis. And, you know, they had a little conversation, and you could see that they was building a relationship, but he was like, said, what's the matter with you? I'm thinking about being with you, and I'm throwing up. You're making me sick. You're so ugly. And Gamora was like, would you stop it? Damn.
She was like, oh, my goodness, that was so funny.
So it was really cute. It was cute. It was entertaining. It was funny. It was very, very good. So worth it if you just say, I want to be entertained with an exciting action movie, but makes me feel good, it would be this.
Yeah, you,
it would be this movie.
It was not a disappointment. It was not. I had so much fun. Like I said, 10.
Yeah. So I got an 8.5 because even though the first one, I was like, wow, this was really good. This one just made it so much better. This one made it so much better.
Why you give it a 10 then?
Because there's the type of movie. Again, I'm a comic book fan. So there's things that they didn't do or should have done because that's who they are.
Okay,
and
so
why are you
Yeah, because you read the comic book. So for those people like me who had not read the comic book and don't know about it.
And you're looking at it at face value.
Yeah,
at face value. You said this is a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, I could watch this over and over and over again.
Oh, I can. So I give you that. Yeah. So I give it a 9. So to your point, this I'll continue to see.
Yeah.
There's certain movies that no matter what, I will continue to see. It's exciting. It's fun.
See, I would love to see with the grandbabies now. You know, we're all having a bit laughing. We're all sitting here laughing at them. And I mean, this is the kind of movie that you could not stop watching over again.
Yeah. So when it's on, you'll look at it because it's so good.
It would.
It's just so fun.
Even the first one. You could you'll be like, okay, let's watch the first one and go to the second one.
Then go to the second one.
Yeah. This is what you'll do because that's the kind of movie it was.
Yep. And it's the thing is, if you don't know, I'm going to say it one more time. If you don't know anything about the movie, you're still going to be able to enjoy it as a standalone movie.
Yep.
If you didn't see the first one as a standalone movie, you'll say, this was such a good movie. You say, you know they got one before that. Really? I got to see that. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the first one. If you see the first one, you definitely want to see the second one, and you won't be disappointed. And, you know, you just won't be disappointed. Pretty, pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. So, that's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Normally, like we said, we usually see it together, but we was able to see it separately, but we both enjoyed it. So, that was good. I was told that it would have been better in 3D because the way a lot of the stuff was floating all over the place and things was coming at you, it would have been a lot more exciting. I can see that. But I'm just not a big 3D fan.
Yeah, we're not big 3D fans.
The best 3D movie, 2 3D movies that we've seen was Avatar and what was that? Gravity.
Yeah, Gravity. Did we see Star Wars? No, that was just IMAX.
Normally we see the IMAX.
Yeah, we see IMAX.
If we seen any in 3D, it still wouldn't have been worth it.
Yeah.
I just, they don't make 3D unless it's part of you being part of things. Things got to really come at you, and it's got to be subtle. It can't be, this is 3D, so I want you to see it. Mm-hmm. I want you to see it. I want you to see it. And they keep throwing it at you. I don't like those. I like, wow, look at that. Oh, it's floating right past me. I like the subtle 3D or the depth so you can see deeper within the movie.
Right, right.
Those are the cool 3Ds. And a lot of people just put 3D in so they can make more money. And I'm not really into that. But, yeah, I've heard that this one was a pretty good 3D the way it was shot. And it was shot pretty well. But who knows? You know, if we got to see the grandbabies with them, maybe we'd take them to see it with 3D.
Yeah, maybe.
And put the glasses on. So that's a big maybe.
That's a maybe.
It's a big maybe.
Yeah, we could see it without and still have a good time.
So we got a couple other movies coming up. Alien, what is it? Resurrection? Not Resurrection. Yeah. Covenant.
Yeah.
Alien Covenant. Because I'm a big Alien fan. I've seen Error. I think it's 5 of them.
I think you've seen just about
2,
all of them.
3, 4, 5. And the other one was Prometheus. So it's the 4 with, what's her name? Sigourney Weaver. And then it was Prometheus. And this is the next one from that. Mm-hmm. And not counting the Alien versus Predator. I don't count those. Those are not freaking
true.
Alien movies. They are not alien movies. That's just some bullshit that they kind of put together just to make money.
Off. So make money.
That was always a rental to me. It was nothing more than that. But yeah, so that there's a couple of hot ones coming out later too. You know, the Spider-Man and a couple of other ones too. But we'll be seeing a couple. I'm not sure if we want to see the, and we'll figure that one out. The Fast and the Furious. I'm not really a big.
I am a big fan of Fast
Cars.
So
we're probably gonna have to see it because Leisha wants to see it.
I love Fast Cars.
So even though she comes to the movies to see the stuff that I want to see, so I definitely gotta go see.
I really
want
to see that.
She wants to see. So I'm okay with that. I mean, if I take it as face value, I'll probably be fine with it. But
I mean, if it's anything else. If anything, you know how I feel about that. If it's some movie where it talk make you cry, you won't go see it. I won't let you go see it. You know.
You mean you don't let me?
I mean, you won't go see those movies that make you cry.
No, it's just got to be a good movie.
Yeah, the ones I want, they're not good movies.
Yeah, I know. So that's why we never review those.
I just want to see
them. Movies.
And then I was like, which one did I see? And I was like, oh, it was awful. And I saw it on the plane.
What's that?
It was the one with the Western one.
Oh, the one with Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
And the Magnificent Seven.
I was like,
no,
oh.
Didn't want to see it. Didn't even want to see it for free. So I knew what it was going to be. No, that was a good movie. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. So. It wasn't a good movie. I was so disappointed. I love Western movies, but you know.
But I knew that one wasn't going to be good.
The original one was, you know, the original
that
one.
That was Yul Brynner and the rest of them,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so those was exciting.
Yeah, those were.
So these
one
remakes,
like,
just for the hell of it, remakes.
What a disappointment.
Was like, yeah, yeah. So, and the thing is, you know, they try to do these. And Chris Pratt was on that too, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he was. He yeah. was. It
so,
was
and
so
he's a good actor. He's a good, funny actor, but not on a Western like that. I just didn't see.
It seemed like they
now.
Would just put them together because they had to get money.
Yeah, so you got a bunch of big stars and some people be like, yeah, I want to see that and go from that. So I was like, yep, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of movies that's coming up that
this
we
year.
Should be able to go through and
yes.
go from that. But we shall see. And that's it for now. That's Urban Lifestyle Cafe with me and Alicia.
Hello.
And
goodbye.
We'll see you soon.
See you later.
And don't forget to check us out on BougieBlackBrother.com. Bougie Black Brother on iTunes, Google Play. Also go to Women Coffee and Did I say that right?
Coffee Women in Tech.
Coffee Women in Tech.
Yep.
And look out for the tech series. Alicia does a bunch of good tech series, especially when she goes traveling. So when she comes back, she has a whole set of those. So look out for those. Those are very interesting, uplifting, and pretty important, I think. So Bougie Black Bro, Dreadlock Wines, those are the Twitters. And what is it? Fine Black Woman?
Fine BLK Woman.
Fine BLK Woman.
Yep,
so
yep.
Tweet us, tell us your opinions. We would love to hear back from you. And if we miss something and say, y'all seen all these movies, but you didn't see this one. And we'll tell you, nope, not going to see that one. Or you're right.
Yep.
I forgot about that one.
Yep.
So we'll look out for that as well. But other than that, thank you very much. And you have a wonderful day. Say bye, baby.
Bye.